The Heart of Rural America is brought to you by the new auction platform, Bid on Beef. We invite you to buy beef the cowboy way through an honest bidding process where you have the power to pick the ranch, pick the cut, and pick the price. You are in the driver's seat, and we are excited to ship beef directly to your door. Use code WELCOME10 for your first $10 to shop when you register to bid at bidonbeef.com. Welcome to the Heart of Rural America podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Radke, an American cattle rancher and motivational speaker, raising my kids and writing children's books in South Dakota. There's a David and Goliath story unfolding in agriculture today. And I don't know about you, but my money is on the underdog, the hardworking folks who value faith, family, freedom, and their farming communities. This show will highlight the untold stories of these resilient and determined families who I have the great pleasure of meeting in my travels across this nation as an agricultural speaker. It is my hope that their stories will remind us to live with great courage because we are not alone in this fight to keep producers on the land and meat, dairy, and eggs on the dinner table. Now let's hit the dusty trail together as we uncover the heart of rural America.
Welcome to your show. Here's my mom, Amanda Radke.
Hey everyone, this is Amanda Radke. Welcome back to another episode of the Heart of Rural America podcast, the show where we highlight great people doing inspiring things in their rural communities to make agriculture and this country greater. It is the first episode of a brand new year. So let me be the first to tell you, Happy New Year from my ranch to yours. It is 2025. We have big things happening in the future. We have a new administration taking the lead in Washington, D.C., as Trump will be inaugurated on January 20th. We have much ahead in South Dakota. We have the upcoming legislative session that's set to kick off in just a few weeks, and we have much work to do to strengthen our private property rights and get eminent domain reform in South Dakota, knowing that South Dakota is the tip of the spear. The entire nation is watching, and we, the landowners, continue our fight. And if we succeed in South Dakota, the rest of the nation will follow. I am confident. We also have a lot to be thankful for. 2024 was a year of challenges. It was a year of opportunities. It was a year of growth, and it was a year of remembering what is most important. We just got done celebrating Christmas. I hope you had a wonderful, joyous Christmas spent with your loved ones, remembering the reason for the season, our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. And man, I'm just abundantly blessed. I'm abundantly blessed to be able to run a ranch with my husband, Tyler Radke, who proposed 15 years ago. I realized it's been 15 years since he popped the question. He popped the question on December 30th. So right after Christmas, we always remember that that was the beginning of our story. So Tyler and I feel very blessed to be able to run Radke Land and Cattle and raise our four children here on the ranch. I feel very blessed to be able to continue to speak across the country and get to meet so many of you at these agricultural conferences. You are the reason, the inspiration behind this podcast. You are the stories. You are the people that I want to highlight. You are what makes this country great. And as I travel this great nation, I'm reminded of that with the families I meet, the entrepreneurs I get to connect with, the innovators, the doers, the thinkers, the creators, the people who are creating these amazing opportunities, not just for themselves, but for generations to come, so that Main Street Rural America can thrive, so that our rural schools and churches and grocery stores and small businesses can remain open, and so that farm and ranch families have those opportunities and can look their kids in the eyes one day and say, we've created a pathway of profitability and success for you and your siblings. Stay here. Invest in this business at home. Raise your kids at home with this village of people who know and care about you, and surround yourself with great people right in the heart of rural America. That's what this show seeks to inspire and have conversations around. and not looking at government handouts or government fixes, but truly looking at what the free market can do to create these pathways and these opportunities for our children. You know, as I count my blessings, I also look at the people I get to surround myself with. I get to surround myself with some of the very best in the country, working with CK6 Consulting, Chris Earle and Cody Fleeman and Wes Thiemann. And then the crew at Bid on Beef being a partner in this platform, this auction platform that has sold beef to 49 of 50 states in the last 6 months. It's been incredibly rewarding. It's been humbling. It's been a labor of love. It's been such hard work partnering with the CK6 team, as well as Texas Beef House, the Duval family, for this mission to connect rural America with urban America, to connect American ranching families with beef-loving consumers across the country. Man, there's nothing greater. Folks, if you haven't checked it out yet, it's bidonbeef.com. We have auctions, multiple every week that you can take part in. But man, it has been a blessing to be able to work and vet these ranching families to put dollars back in their pockets, and really to connect with people who are willing to pay a premium for the very best of the best. And I truly believe if we're going to be successful in rural America, it's to get out of that commodity mindset where much of our agricultural world is monopolized and corporatized and centralized with just few big players, and instead pushing local, pushing close to home, taking out the middleman, taking out all the politics and the red tape, and just going direct to the people that we want to serve. So that's what we're doing at Bid on Beef, and I'm so proud to be a part of it. And as we look ahead to 2025, yes, there's much happening politically. There's much happening in our world, the Radke world as well. So we have our first inaugural bull sale slated for President's Day. That's February 17th, right here on the ranch in Mitchell, South Dakota. Consider this your invitation. We'll be selling Angus, Limflux, and Limousine bulls and females, embryos, flushes, you name it, we've got it. We're going to have a full day. We are kicking off the day with shopping. So if you're a customer of AmandaRadke.com, here's your chance to shop in person. Normally I'm online only, but in this case, we're going to fill up the shed on sale day with some of my best merchandise, some new merchandise you haven't seen yet. You're welcome to come shop. That's going to be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on February 17th, right here in Mitchell. Road trip with your friends and come on out to the ranch to shop. Then Scarlett and I will be introducing a brand new book, which you will be hearing about here shortly. We'll be having story time there in the morning. I believe we have it slated for 10:30, 11 a.m. We will be reading this book. You can get signed copies of all of our books and bring the kids, bring the family. We're going to have the Little Busters toys set up in the corner of the barn so the kids can play and be rowdy and have a great time. Then, of course, we will have a noon luncheon, a complimentary beef meal. I believe we're serving roast sliced sirloin steak sandwiches with like Philly cheese style. So Swiss cheese and peppers and onions and the works on a nice bun. And then at 1 p.m. on DV Auction, the cattle sale will start. And then we're going to close out the day at 2 p.m. with a Bid on Beef auction with Radke Land and Cattle Beef. So you can buy steaks and burgers delivered straight to you. You do not have to be present to participate. Just have to head over to bidonbeef.com to place your bids. And then in a wild ending of the day, I booked a speech in Wisconsin for the day after our sale at 8:30 a.m. So I'm going to be driving through the night, probably exhausted, but that's how we roll around here. Things happen fast and it's great. It's wonderful. And we're going to hit the ground running in 2025. And I hope you guys are too. There's much to accomplish. There's much work to be done on our ranches, with our families, in our faith, in our businesses, and everything that sets our soul on fire and makes us excited to wake up each day and tackle the day and create those opportunities for our kids and grandkids. But that's enough about me. I'd love to hear from you guys, what you guys are looking forward to in 2025, who you would like me to invite as guests here on the podcast. I can give you an exclusive hint that we are going to have Congresswoman Harriet Hageman from Wyoming as our first guest on the show here. I shouldn't say first guest because our first guest of 2025 is sitting right next to me. But the second guest of 2025, next week, we're going to be hearing from Congresswoman Hageman talking about private property rights. We're going to be talking about her fight against mandatory EID in the cattle industry and what she sees moving forward with a new administration and a Congress that has selected new leadership and is ready to hit the ground running in January. So I'm looking forward to that. I'd love to hear any of your topic suggestions, any of your guest suggestions, and hook me up, make an introduction. I'd love to have them on the show. Now, before we introduce our guests, I also want to thank our podcast sponsors. So the Heart of Rural America would not be possible without our incredible sponsors and partners. I want to give a special thank you to Real Tough Livestock Equipment, to BioReg Plus, to Redmond Real Salt, CK6 Consulting, CK6 Source, and Bid on Beef. We've had the great pleasure of working with some incredible partners here in the last year and a half. I believe this is maybe the 77th episode as we record this. And so some great show sponsors that help to bring this broadcast to life. So we're very thankful for them. And these guys are also going to be having booths at the sale. So you can come meet them in person, get some of their merchandise and their information on their products. They'd be happy to answer your questions on February 17th at the ranch as well. So one more thing before we dive into the episode and I introduce our guest, I would also like to invite you guys to a landowner rally. If you are from South Dakota or the surrounding states, I really need you. I need you to show up on January 13th at noon at the Capitol Building in Pierce, South Dakota, in the Rotunda. We are going to have a landowner rally. We feel here in South Dakota that we are well positioned and poised to get the eminent domain reform that we deserve so that groups and organizations or companies like Summit Carbon Solutions cannot do what they've done to the landowners, cannot bully people around and use that threat of eminent domain. And so that's where we're at. We feel like with the election results, the fact that we primaried and voted out 14 incumbents that voted for that egregious SB 201, RL21, the Landowner Bill of Rights, we voted them out. We replaced them with true leaders. And the leadership has changed in Pierre. Both the Senate and the House replaced their leadership, Mortensen and Crabtree, both who had pushed that SB 201, they were voted out and replaced with Representative John Hansen and Senator Chris Carr. And we feel like we're positioned well. We have a mandate where 59% of the people of South Dakota voted against this carbon pipeline. We have also the backing of the South Dakota Supreme Court, who ruled not once but twice that Summit Carbon Solutions was not a common carrier and thus could not invasively survey and use eminent domain on people's land if they said no, thank you. And what's next is probably most important, especially in light of the fact that Summit has reapplied to get a permit here in the state of South Dakota. They've got 6 meetings coming up on January 15th, 16th, and 17th with the PUC where people can ask questions. I'll post those details in the show notes as well. But this landowner rally is going to be the way that we kick off the legislative session. It's the day before the session begins, and we're going to tell the legislators, we, the people of South Dakota, have spoken. We, the people of South Dakota, have a mandate. We, the people of South Dakota, expect, demand, and are going to stick with you and support you, legislators, as you do the right thing, as you make sure that our private property rights are strengthened so that we cannot be pushed around by private companies, so that we can say no thank you, so that we can control the land under our feet, because private property rights are God-given and constitutionally protected, and they should not be for sale to the highest bidder. Because in South Dakota, we may be open for business, but we are not for sale. And so what do we expect? We expect eminent domain reform so that there's no eminent domain for private gain, period. So join me on January 13th in Pierce, South Dakota at the Capitol Rotunda, and let's make sure the halls of the Capitol echo loudly with the demands of the people.
At Radke Land and Cattle, we proudly use Advanced Ag Products BioReg Plus with its proprietary coating technology for slow release of essential oils in the lower GI tract. BioReg Plus products are designed and proven to help beef producers with overall performance, feed intake, gut integrity, nutritional support, immunity, fertility, and reproductive health. With the rising cost of beef cattle production today, having optimal performance and minimizing health challenges in every head counts. Learn more at bioreg.com and tell them Amanda sent you.
The Heart of Rural America is presented to you by CK6 Consulting Services. I have the great pleasure of working alongside the CK6 team, including Chris Earle, Wes Tiemann, and Cody Fleeman, and it's an honor to assist cattle producers as they strive to meet their business goals. With a purebred Angus specialization, we have a full slate of auction sales coming up as we work to maximize price discovery and capture true value for our clients and customers. Plus, let us help you identify your next herd sire for the upcoming breeding season. At CK6 Source, you'll find great customer service, fast shipping, and a focus on leading Angus genetics. Learn more about what we do at ck6consulting.com and ck6source.com. We would love to assist you any way we can. God bless. Now, enough about that. I'm excited to introduce our guest. She's been patiently waiting in the wings. She's so excited to talk to you. She's a two-time best-selling South Dakota author and illustrator. She is a national public speaker. She is an award-winning artist. And most of all, she's my favorite daughter, Scarlett Radke. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So, we've got exciting news to announce today on the show. I'm wildly proud of you. You've worked really hard on this, but your second book has just came out for pre-order at AmandaRadke.com. The pre-orders have already come in, but tell us about this book. What is this book titled?
This book is called Home Sweet Prairie, and it's supposed to capture the beauty and the true meaning of the prairie. When people look out at the prairie, they just see grass for miles and miles. But it's more than that. What can you see in the prairie? What can you see on the prairie? What can you see below the prairie? That's what our book is about.
So, what do you mean? What can you see on the prairie? What are you talking about?
We talk about the wildlife, the wildflowers, all the different types of wildflowers. The coneflower, bluestem, brome, you name it. We also talk about our cattle and how they help the land. And we talk about all the wildlife you can see, like foxes, coyotes, deer, pheasants, all of the above.
And then what about below the prairie? What do you mean by that?
Below the prairie, there are grassroots, there are rodents. We didn't mention the rodents.
We didn't mention the rodents in the book. What was the one animal that burrows underground that I really wanted in the book and you said no?
It was a badger, but I said, it's going to scare the little kitties.
You think a badger would scare the little kids?
Yeah.
I bet your brothers would be like, that is so awesome.
I think it would.
Well, maybe in the next book, you can get a really scary badger in the book.
Not every kid's as scary as my brothers.
So it's a great story, Home Sweet Prairie. I posted the cover on the website. We started taking pre-orders for January delivery. So those books are going to start shipping out today. But Scarlett Radke has not even seen the published book yet. Scarlett, it came in the mail. Are you ready to see it?
Yes.
You are? Okay. So it's in this envelope here. You want to pull it out? What do you think about it? She's speechless. You can't see her on the radio, but she's speechless. Her mouth is hanging open. What do you think about it?
I love it.
So I was the author of this book. Scarlett was the illustrator. This was our first book we worked on together as a mom and daughter cowgirl duo. And wow, it really turned out pretty. I love the font. It's like this pretty chocolate brown, kind of like the soil. Scarlett, tell us a little bit about the illustrations on this story. Look at that robin. It looks so pretty.
That's her favorite.
That's my favorite illustration.
I'm going to show you guys.
Okay, what's your favorite illustration? Oh, you skipped it.
This goes with. Where's the bunny?
Oh, the bunny is your favorite?
No. So you have this cute little bunny.
Okay.
And then there's my favorite.
Okay. Is it the America one? We have the church in there. The church, because the people of the prairie, we work hard. I love this colorful one. We pray hard. We play hard. But I already know.
That's my favorite.
Why is this one your favorite illustration? Well, tell the radio listeners what it is.
The eagle looks so angry and I love it.
It's a fierce eagle.
Yes.
And it's soaring in front of an American flag.
And you go from fluffy bunny to angry eagle.
So what does America and the bald eagle have to do with the prairie? Like, how did that tie in?
Because the prairie is on American soil and you can see eagles on the prairie.
You can see eagles on the prairie. We have eagles all over.
I saw an eagle on a log in the middle of our pond.
That was pretty cool. So in this book, Home Sweet Prairie, it was really inspired by the landowners' fight in South Dakota. And after we turned in 38,000 signatures to get SB 201, the referred law 21, onto the ballot, Scarlett had heard me talk about it over and over again about just this fight and how I was involved in it. And I thought, man, you know what? The South Dakota people deserve for their story to be heard. And Home Sweet Prairie was derived of really a lot of us have come together. It's bipartisan in nature. People come to this fight for different reasons, whether it's private property rights or concerns about the environment and that this carbon sequestration pipeline is really greenwashing, doesn't do anything for the environment. Everybody's got something. But I thought, man, what tethers us together is that we're South Dakotans, that we love this land. We love the livestock. We love our communities. And if we just let anything come through this beautiful prairie, it won't be what it once was. And so this prairie is worth protecting. It's worth preserving. It's worth fighting for because there's so much to it. And if you trench that up for 700 miles of a carbon pipeline, that native grassland will never, ever be the same. And so this book is meant to inspire young people to know that when they're driving down the interstate, like Scarlett said, it's not just brown grass or green grass and some cows. There's so much more. There's families. There's animals. There's beautiful wildflowers. And Scarlett, you know, as we kind of talked about the concept about this book, really it was inspired by not only our landowner fight, but our life on the land.
Working cattle can be stressful at times, but the job is made so much easier with equipment that is safe, strong, and simply designed. I highly recommend Real Tough Livestock Equipment for all your working facility needs. We just installed the deluxe chute at Radke Land and Cattle, and it has been an absolute game changer as we run cows through our chute during AI season. It's durable and easy to use, and it's made to last a lifetime. Real Tough offers a wide range of products, including calving barns, panels, loading chutes, tubs, alleys, and portable working systems. Manufactured in the U.S. of A., Real Tough is family-owned and operated. Their commitment to helping farm and ranch families truly exemplifies what this show is all about. Learn more at realtough.com, that's T-U-F-F, and be sure to tell them Amanda sent you to receive an extra bonus with your order. Let's get you some iconic green Real Tough equipment headed your way. I promise you're going to love it.
You guys know, as a beef girl, I take grilling very seriously around here. And I've been using Redmond Real Salt for over a decade to season my steaks and burgers. It's unrefined, ancient sea salt exactly as nature made it. It contains 60 plus naturally occurring trace minerals, and it truly brings out the best of the beef we raise at home on the ranch. This American family-owned business also focuses on livestock products. And at Radke Land and Cattle, we are proud to use the beneficial Redmond Real Salt minerals to get back to the basics and help our cattle improve fertility, immunity, and feed efficiency. It's natural, simple, and effective for people and livestock. Discover more at redmondagriculture.com and redmondlife.com and use code RADKEY to save. Or contact a local dealer and mention my name for a special discount.
So Scarlett, tell them about what we do on the prairie in the summer months. This is like our favorite thing to do as a family.
We like to go ride in the pastures and play on the hay bales, especially. We'll jump from bale to bale. There's an illustration of that.
There is an illustration of that. So we love getting in the Ranger at night, loading up all the kids together as a family, going and looking at the cow-calf pairs, seeing how the baby calves are growing. Scarlett, love, what do you love to do?
I like to pick bouquets.
Bouquets. So Scarlett, there's a picture in here of a bouquet of wildflowers that Scarlett had picked, and then she also illustrated it. But you can see the coneflowers, the prairie pasque. You can see, what's this flower called?
I think it's called a cone.
Oh, is that the coneflower? That's the black-eyed Susan. Yes.
No, that's not the black-eyed
Susan. That's the black-eyed Susan. And then we also have lilacs, and we have alfalfa plants. We've got all kinds of these beautiful flowers that you really can't see from the road. The book really talks about this native grasslands of the prairie and how we love the prairie so much. And as we are researching for this book, both about facts on the prairie, the types of animals and wild plant and plants that call the prairie home, that make up the prairie, we also kind of were inspired by some famous quotes about the land. So Scarlett, would you like to read some of these quotes that are in the back of the book?
This is my favorite one. Why land is the only thing in the world worth working for, worth fighting for, because it's the only thing that lies scum the wind by Margaret Mitchell.
Margaret Mitchell. How about this one? Our friend Jared Bosley loves this quote because it really defines our private property rights fight.
Freedom and property rights are inseparable. You can't have one without the other. George Washington.
George Washington. How about this one from one of my favorite authors as a child, Laura Ingalls Wilder?
Some old-fashioned things like fresh air and sunshine are hard to beat.
I love it. And then finally, Willa Cather, she's also an American novelist. What did she say?
Anybody can love the mountains, but it takes a soul to love the prairie.
Prairie. So yes, we wanted to inspire kids to give them kind of a nod towards literature and reading good classic books, learning more about our history. Like Scarlett said, much of the prairie looks the same as it did hundreds of years ago when our country was being established and settlers and pioneers were making their way west and establishing their farm sites with the Homestead Act. In fact, many of the landowners in this fight have been on this land for 150 plus years since before South Dakota even became a state. And, you know, if you want to talk about sustainability, you want to talk about being a true steward, try talking about being on the land for 150 years. You would have to make it better. You would have to be a good steward. You would have to care about the natural resources, the soil, the water, the plants, the animals. That's stewardship. That's sustainability. And yet somehow along the way, with the Inflation Reduction Act, with the Green New Deal, with these politicians saying we've got to capture carbon, we've got to be net zero, we are now worshiping some kind of pagan religion that really worships and uplifts the creation and not the creator. That somehow we have the arrogance to think we're going to impact the environment more than what God could. And really at the core of it all, this is a mechanism for control. And the only thing I advocate for in my work is to keep free people free, to be liberty-minded, to follow the Constitution, to let free market capitalism win the day. And if I were advocating for political solutions, it would be to bust up the monopolies. So Donald Trump, President Trump, he should be hearing that message every single day. We need a Teddy Roosevelt moment. We need him to bust up the meat cartel, the monopolies that control 85% of America's beef supply. We need free market capitalism to happen again. We need to quit importing foreign beef and let American ranchers raise the beef that our consumers so desire, because we have the land, the animals, the leverage, the ability, but we're being undercut by foreign lands, by foreign nations that don't even like our country. We need to start following America First policies so that family farms and ranches, so that kids like Scarlett can look at production agriculture and say, this is the way, this is how I want to raise my family. There is an opportunity for me here to thrive. But when the government insists on picking winners and losers in agriculture by propping up certain industries and commodities over others, it wildly skews the marketplace. It makes it incredibly difficult for producers to thrive. It increases the consolidation of farms. It increases the get big or get out mentality. And in 2025, we're not apologizing for the fact that we're going to insist and demand that that's not the way. That individual families, a diverse amount of families raising a wide rotation of crops, not just two crops, corn and soybeans, a wide rotation of crops creates a robust and diverse food supply that keeps our nation free and fed. It also keeps the markets from getting skewed upside down so that we have an oversupply of one commodity like corn, and then we're still asking for the government for more handouts to prop up that one crop. Tell me how that makes sense. It does not. So off that tirade and back to Scarlett Radke, who so patiently has to listen to her mother go on these rants and raves. Let's talk about the book, Scarlett. So we have this beautiful book. This follows another great book, your debut book, which was Scarlett and Lucky. Tell us about Scarlett and Lucky. How did that book come to be? Here was the cover art.
Scarlett and Lucky came to be when a little calf was born in the snowbank prematurely at 35 pounds. And he just became this social media sensation. And then mom said, I think this is your story, Scarlett. I think you should write a book. And that's how Scarlett and Lucky came to be.
That's how Scarlett and Lucky came to be. So Scarlett has sold over 30,000 copies of this amazing book. Lucky the bottle calf, the dinkiest calf we've ever raised on the place, has probably made more money than most animals ever could dream of. He did his job well. He traveled all over to library events, to schools, to egg in the classroom events. He was in the newspaper, had millions and millions of views on social media. People loved Lucky the Bottle Calf, but even more than loving Lucky the Bottle Calf is I think America loved the four kids who loved Lucky the Bottle Calf. What do you think about that? You don't know? Scarlett, what were some of your favorite moments with Lucky the Bottle Calf?
I liked when we would let him out and he'd just run with me and he'd graze. And sometimes we'd have naughty little calves that would get out and he'd make friends. I liked that. I also liked when my brothers tried to ride him.
They tried to make him into a bucking bull.
I didn't like that, but it was funny.
Lucky didn't like it either, did he? Lucky didn't want to be a show bull. He didn't want to be halterbroke either, did he? Nope. And how about the time he ripped the bottle?
That's definitely not my favorite.
Okay, but it was funny. What happened then?
So I was feeding him, and I must have not have screwed the bottle cap on right, because it went off and the naughty little calf still had the sucker in his mouth trying to get to the milk.
Oh no. Yeah. And so Scarlett was crying, her brothers were laughing, and America really liked that video that I happened to get on film. So Lucky, the Adventures of Scarlett and Lucky, you can still watch them. I have it on my highlight reel on Instagram. Lucky was really a sensation, was the inspiration of her first book. And now Scarlett's goal, what is your goal now? Do you have more books in you, Scarlett?
Yeah, I do. I want to write a book once a year, and then we could debut it at our annual sale that's coming in February.
It's a good idea. Yes. Yeah. So as we talked a lot, we had really big ideas. Scarlett and I want to do an Easter book. We want to do a Christmas book. We have an auctioneer book kind of in the works. Like, there's so many stories about agriculture to tell, but this one seemed to be the most pressing one because of the fight we have to protect the land here in South Dakota. So as we prayed on it, as we searched our hearts, as we brainstormed ideas, Home Sweet Prairie really seemed to be the winning ticket. Now, Scarlett got to kind of sneak peek this book in Western South Dakota. So Scarlett, tell us about that trip. We did four stops, five schools in Western South Dakota. What was that day like?
That day was amazing. I could not believe that. Just one little schoolroom with 13 to 12, 11, very small numbers of kids, and they really understand ranch life. So
we were able to do schools that were kind of one room schoolhouses, K-8 schools that were in kind of the middle of nowhere, sort of between Sturgis and Faith and Wall, South Dakota, and that little pocket of the South Dakota prairie that's very rural, very low population. But it also was the place where the Blizzard Atlas had hit in 2013 that killed hundreds of thousands of cattle when that October blizzard came through. And it was kind of eerie driving through that little pocket of South Dakota, hearing the stories from the landowners there of how that blizzard had impacted them. But in listening to their stories, I was also inspired by the many, many instances where they explained how neighbors helped each other, how, you know, the government would be flying overhead with helicopters and planes, watching them as they buried their dead cattle, but not helping. But they helped each other through the worst, most horrific things that could ever happen to a ranching family. But these one-room schoolhouses, Scarlett was like, I want to go to school there. Why did you want to go to school there?
Because they could see cows.
Yes, so they were in the middle of a pasture, cattle grazing, cattle pastures as far as the eye could see. We saw so many wildlife. What did we see out west that we wouldn't see here on the eastern side of the state?
We saw a fox.
Yes, we do have fox here, but we saw one in broad daylight running across the prairie.
We also saw, what was that plant called?
Oh, a yucca plant?
Yeah, a yucca.
And we saw buffalo. We saw so many animals. And really, it was the Scarlett and I shared Scarlett and Lucky as well as my 9 children's books. But then Scarlett got to tease that this book was coming out and that it would soon be debuting. And what do you think the kids thought about meeting a 10-year-old author?
I don't know.
I know. I heard from the teachers and they were saying that there are many kids in their classes were starting to write books of their own. So I think you inspired young kids to chase their dreams. So what advice would you have for a young person? You obviously didn't wait to be a grown-up to pursue this dream of yours. What advice would you have to other young kids with dreams in their hearts?
Don't let perfect get in the way of good enough. Because when I was writing Scarlet and Lucky and this book, I was like, this has to be perfect. The cover has to be awesome. Everything has to be just right. But then Mom said, you're going to be 18 until you finish this book. And I'm like, okay, Mom.
Well, she kept crumbling. She would draw these beautiful illustrations and she'd get to the end and say, that's gorgeous. And she'd say, ah, it's not good enough. And she'd crumple it up. And so, yes, I told her, don't let perfect get in the way of good enough, which I feel is applicable to any business where sometimes we can let that fear of failure or that fear of being judged by our peers or the fear of not being perfect deter us from actually taking that first step. So I told the kids, my first book that came out in 2011, Levi's Lost Calf, was great. It's still one of my favorites, but there's so many things about that book that I would change now, over 10 books in, 11 books in, that I've learned along the way. But if I had waited to get started, I wouldn't have those books and I wouldn't be able to learn. And really the only way to learn and do things is to just get into the fire and do it. Right, Scarlett?
Yep.
So we only have a few minutes left of the show and I thought we could close with number one, Scarlett and I would like to invite you once again to the landowner rally on January 13th. Scarlett will have books on hand. You can get yourself a signed copy and Scarlett and I would love to meet you. Scarlett's going to be giving a speech. I'm going to be giving a speech and we're going to be kicking off that legislative session strong. Scarlett, tell folks where they can buy the book. They're now in stock and ready to rock. You'll be signing copies and where can they order the book?
You can find it at amandaradkey.com and we're going to a pipeline rally and you can find it there.
Yeah, that's right. And hopefully we'll have a few more events through the winter season where you could get this book. Oh yeah, they can come to our ranch in Mitchell, South Dakota. What's the date again?
February 13th.
February 17th. Okay. On the ranch in Mitchell, South Dakota for the inaugural Radke Land and Cattle Bull and Female Sale. Scarlett will be debuting the book there, doing a book reading time for all your kids. So bring your kids, come get a signed copy, come shop, and come spend the day with us. You can learn more about the sale and all the things happening on sale day at RadkeLandAndCattle.com. So as we close out the show, I just want to thank Scarlett Radke. Scarlett, you inspire me. You're a woman of faith. You're a woman of conviction who knows who she is, what she stands for, and you're passionate cowgirl. And I just can't wait to see what you do next. So thanks for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
This is Amanda Radke for the Heart of Rural America. And we hope to see you in 2025 on the Dusty Trail. Thanks for listening and God bless.
While I've got you here, I would love to invite you to check out my website, amandaradke.com. Each week, I share my column, this podcast, and new items to shop for farm and ranch families, including my children's books that celebrate agriculture. Use code DUSTYTRAIL to save 15% on your next purchase.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart for supporting my small business and for your continued support in keeping me on the road fighting for farm and ranch families. I'm thankful to each and every one of you who tune into this show each week. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review to let me know how you're liking the content and our guests. Until the next time we meet on the Dusty Trail, I'm Amanda Radke, and this is the Heart of Rural America.